This is Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We have all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Derek with the Conscious Resistance.
This is Ramiro Romani with Take Back Your Tech.
Yep, and we are back for a quick conversation about technology. Those of you who've tuned in before, Ramiro and I have done a couple of interviews on Proton Mail, on what he does with Take Back Your Tech, and the Above Phone, and lots of other things. You can find those all in the video below. But today we're going to talk about email service, and specifically
C-Templar. A lot of you use C-Templar after our community got hold of it and came into Matt's consciousness. But you might remember from the Proton Mail, C-Templar was kind of chosen as, hey, these people are paying attention to the privacy consideration of typing your password into that encrypted email provider. And that was kind of the issue with Proton Mail. So C-Templar came on the scene kind of out of nowhere, based out of Iceland, and that had been going for about 2 years?
Yeah, so after the interview we did where Miro was raising certain concerns about Proton Mail, he did suggest, and we were looking at C-Templar as a potential alternative. And so I shifted to C-Templar. I still have an old Proton Mail because some people are still emailing me there, but I was using it a lot less. I've been using C-Templar for over a year now for all of our business and everything we do. I even got a paid account because they let you pay in crypto, so that's cool.
Pay Monero, right?
At the Pay Monero, so that's cool. Just gave away my privacy. Now people know that, but you can't find the transaction. And it was a very cool experience. And then, so suddenly, late April, I will say, first of all, Proton Mail wasn't without issue. There was a random thing last year. Those of you who use it, remember that randomly there was like an email or an update where like months of emails had been deleted.
And was that Proton Mail?
No, this was C-Templar. And they were just basically like, whoops, because they don't host it on their servers, we're like, we don't have any copies of those emails.
So they just had, they said the server failure, and you lost all the emails for May. And I think it was like in fall.
The idea would be, in that case, even if you're using C-Templar as a service, to be backing up your own emails and saving them in some way. Because if that had happened, and I had, okay, cool, well, I got copies of my own emails. Instead, it was like, wow, I just lost contacts that I made in that time period.
Yeah.
So besides that, though, I appreciated, I enjoyed the C-Templar service. Then late May, just about a month ago, they sent out an email, really short email, just a short little statement saying C-Templar is shutting down. And they did not disclose a reason why. It just said on May 26, 2022, which we're reporting this on the 22nd, so this is just days away, that C-Templar would be shutting down. And it was just like, what the heck? And they said you'd be given the opportunity to download your data, export your contacts, and all that good stuff. And so if you log into C-Templar, and if you use it, you've been seeing a message for the last few weeks saying C-Templar is shutting down May 26, download your data. And then, just a couple days ago, there was a new update that came. I haven't seen it posted on their website, but they emailed it to C-Templar users from Paul.
CEO of C-Templar?
Yeah, I doubt it's the real name or whatever, but it's Paul is who they're saying, the CEO of C-Templar. And essentially just saying that what they were trying to uphold certain standards of privacy.
So, I'm paraphrasing here, it's not the exact email, we'll have a text copy of the email, but he said that they had, they wanted to have a secure email service, and the email service, when they couldn't guarantee that anymore, they would stop.
So we're stopping. So without really exactly saying why, they were just like, well, now that we've come to a point, because of whatever, we can't maintain a secure private service for you guys, we're shutting down. So that, to me, kind of confirms what my suspicions were, my initial thoughts, and what they continue to be, that some government agency, maybe the United States or somewhere around the world, is requesting a C-Templar user's data and is trying to get that from them, and they're either being forced to comply. You know, they're probably, you know, a lot of these things, for those who don't know, especially in the U.S., you can be given what's called sometimes called national security letters, NSO. So in this case, like say they want to get your phone records, a government employee would come to a cell provider or even like a library or any person, a lawyer even, and give them a national security letter that immediately says, you can't tell anybody we're even handing you this letter, and we need you to give us this person's data. You can't tell anybody about it. You're not even allowed to hire an attorney. Like, it's a super controversial thing.
The interesting thing with C-Templar, though, is because they were in Iceland, they're out of really the scope of a lot of governmental, you know, not the Five Eyes, not the 14 Eyes. They don't have any
Could be coming from within Iceland.
Insurance. Exactly. It could become an Iceland or something even more sinister.
So that's the thing. No, we don't really know. We can only speculate. But I do appreciate, and I want to say I respect Paul and whoever you are and the team behind Sea Templar for choosing to shut down, as inconvenient as it is, as opposed to saying, you know what, we're going to just change our terms of service because we're going to have to give in. And that's what we saw with Proton Mail, that they did amend their terms of service and change the language from saying, like, we will not hand over data to, like, we protect privacy, just more general statement. So, and they also did, in the statement, Paul did say, hey, we recommend MailFence, he said, because they're friends with the person who's in MailFence. And they also mentioned Proton Mail and Tutanota. So clearly we've talked about Proton Mail already. Again, if you want to see those conversations, look in the description below. But what do you think about MailFence, or what do you know about MailFence?
I don't know much about MailFence, honestly. Tutanota I know more about. Proton Mail I know a little bit about. But I think what it comes down to is people need to encrypt their own mail. That's the issue with all these encrypted webmails. That was actually why we broke the news on Proton Mail, or why it was so significant, is when you use an encrypted email provider, you're typing, you know, you have a password, you're typing that on a web browser that's being sent, you know, that's being hosted by them. So technically, if they have that password, they could also decrypt your mail. So Sea Templar had a feature called checksums that they tried to use to show that, hey, this is actually the code. It matches the code that's in the repository. Mm. I never got that to work. It was so bad. But I do appreciate them for building that feature. Maybe I was doing it wrong. Other people have gotten it to work. But it's surprising to me that they recommend ProtonMail for that reason. But yeah. You know, maybe there's some industry knowledge about that. And those are some providers for you to choose from. But what I would recommend personally is finding your own, using the protocol itself. You know, IMAP SMTP. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot, anyone can run their own IMAP SMTP server. So I would recommend finding an IMAP provider and then using PGP encryption.
PGP is classic, old, standard, been around for decades and is still trusted and, you know, seen as one of the top. Well, I also want to say that I know very little about MailFence, but I have looked into it previously, and I think it seems interesting enough to pursue if you're not going to go the direction he's talking about, which I do think ultimately is, just like with before, we've talked about, like, hosting your own video servers if you can afford to do that, or if you have a friendly hoster like we do who's also a freedom lover, you know, things like that, having more control in that way.
I just want to point out something. I think the underlying issue is, even if you have to migrate, because let's say every email service gets popular enough to a point, they're going to reach that point where someone comes to them asking for data. So I think the takeaway here is, whatever you use, make sure you can get your mails off into
exactly.
it. Maybe that's something we could explore together.
Whether you do MailFence or Tutanota, and I don't really have any negative experiences with Tutanota. I've never directly used it. I do know that you have to have, like, each person has to have the password on both ends and stuff like that. There's also another one that I've looked into that seems like an interesting project, not specifically email, but something similar called Cryptext. There's other projects out there, but yeah, either way, if you're going to hop from one to the other, if it grows, they will likely come after it at some point. So be prepared to be adaptable. And for some people, it's annoying. They're just like, oh, whatever, I'll just use Gmail because I don't want to keep changing emails. I get that, especially like myself. If you put a lot of your business into these emails, then you have to now go back and make sure you don't lose contacts.
And it's important to always know that email was never meant for secure communications.
It's not a secure form of communicating in general.
It's because the body, the content, you can always encrypt, but the way, there's always going to be headers, who you're sending it to.
The metadata,
exactly. Who you're sending it to, who it's coming from, and that's always going to be open. You have timestamps for that, and often that's what all the law enforcement needs to mm-hmm. build their case on people, and so that's what they request, even from ProtonMail. ProtonMail says they can't give up the content of the email, you know, I can't really comment on that, but they definitely can give away the metadata. So what should we do then? Well, we shouldn't really use email for things that are that sensitive.
Sure.
We should use more encrypted communications. I know you've been checking out a bunch.
Yeah, and we've talked about that in another conversation where we were talking about XMPP. We've talked about things like status and session and even why we don't trust things like Signal. Mm. So check out those conversations mm-hmm. as well. Hey, ultimately, the reason we're having this, doing this video, is because we told some of you about Sea Templar, and we feel maybe we should let you know, in case you haven't heard, it's shutting down, and
Get your emails out in time.
We got less than 5 days at this point. And if you do want to pursue, do you have content already on Take Back Our Tech about
emails?
Yeah, doing emails.
No, but that's next on the list. And I will say, for the above phone, and our above privacy suite, which you can find more information about on our site, we have a private email service. Now what, that's a good, I'll pose a question to myself, what's going to happen if law enforcement ever comes after us? I'll just close my doors.
Right? I mean, that's the thing, is at some point, there, you said this as well, that there is some level that we have to trust somebody else. Like,
always,
people got to trust you and your company, that you're going to do it in a way that they appreciate, and about privacy, etc. And then
I've got to trust, we've got to trust the users that they're not going to get on, say, violent stuff.
To try to,
some radar.
Ultimately, we have to have some level of trust if we're going to use digital tools. And of course, you can choose to totally abandon or boycott these tools if you can. For many people, though, that's not possible because their lives are so ingrained digitally. So instead, the goal is, how do we use digital tools better? And that's what this conversation is all about. So thank you guys for your time. Anything else?
No, man. It was a great conversation. I hope you learned something. And more class stuff with us in the future.
TakeBackOurTech.org, theconsciousresistance.com. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful,
and you are free.
Peace.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.